You look pretty. You look pretty.
Thank
they got you.
You
all dialed. They got you all dialed up.
Oh, hey, you know, I had to look good for you, dear.
This is the new normal for siblings Lamar Hoke and Connie Stanley. Their loving relationship comes naturally. You'd never know they'd been apart for more than half a century. The last time they saw each other in person, Zoom didn't exist. Lamar was 4 years old and Connie was 11.
That's what I remember the most. Sheltering me, protecting me, making comforting me. She was like another mother. I mean, when my mother wasn't there, Connie was there.
When they were young children, they found their mother deceased. They were separated and sent to foster care. They grew up apart and didn't see each other for another 74 years.
I used to put Connie in my prayers with my mother because after a while, I didn't think that I would find her.
Lamar spent the rest of his life looking for his beloved sister, and she was looking for him too.
Back in the day, we traveled a lot, and I would look in phone books, just looking for the name Hope. But then I thought, maybe he doesn't even, he was little, he was four. He may not even know he's got a sister. So, you know, but I didn't give up. I kept looking and looking.
And then, more than seven decades later, a simple Google search by Connie's daughter, Victoria, turned up a Facebook picture of Lamar. They had grown up just miles away from each other.
Is that him? I go, I don't know. How would I know? Dickie took it upon herself to send his son, I think, an email January a year ago, and we got no reply.
The message had gone to a folder in Facebook. Lamar didn't even know it was there, but a year later, he found it.
It came up, and Dickie talked to him, and then she called me. She says, Mom, and it was night. She goes, I found your brother. I go, girl. Let me go to sleep. No, you didn't. And she said, yes, I did. I found your brother.
What was it like to hear his voice after all those years?
I didn't know. I had actually had no emotion. I didn't know what to think. What do you say to somebody you haven't seen for 74 years, even though it's your brother? I just was kind of like a flatline right now. Is this true? Is it a nightmare? Or am I going to wake up from this dream and he's going to not be there?
I was more emotional than she was. I said, I've been looking for you all my life. And she said, that was my first response. She said, I've been looking for you all mine. Everything I ate was rice.
Now they talk every day, so many years to catch up on, so much time spent longing for one another.
I would tell people I'm an only child. And it kind of would leave an empty space because I knew I had a brother somewhere. I was hoping I did, but, you know, consequently, well, I didn't think I was going to ever see him, so that's the way it was, and I missed him, but it was real hard when people would say, I'm going to see my sister, I'm going to see my brother, because I didn't have nobody of my own, and I always wanted somebody of my own. Now I got somebody of my own.
At ages 78 and 86, it's not too late.
And you're the gorgeous 86 I've ever seen.
Oh,
you are lovely. You are lovely.
Right, that's because we love each other.
Lamar now lives in Palm Springs. Connie lives outside St. Louis.
That's me.
He calls their story God's timeline.
So now, obviously, you found each other, which is great news, but now there's COVID. So what's next? When do you get to see each other?
I don't know.
Maybe a hazmat suit.
I told you I'd walk if I could.
I know you
COVID,
would.
But I'm too old to walk.
What do you look forward to most when you finally get to see each other in person?
Hugging him. And just holding on and never letting go again.
Rudy Bay Shabazi, News Nation.